Thank you, Kay. That was awesome. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just appreciate you guys so much this morning. Amen. I want you to stand this morning. When I pray about and seek God for a word for the year, I really ask him to give me a word for your life that will make a difference in your life for this coming year. Last year, it was a year of transformation and restoration. And we saw that. We had so many people just see that. And so I was praying and asking God, you know, God, let me share a word with them today that will impact their life, change their life, give them a new perspective on all that you have for us. Hallelujah. So I want you to turn to one of my favorite scriptures anymore. And you guys are probably getting tired of this one, but it's just a great scripture. It's in the Amplified. We're going to put this up in the Amplified. And it's John 1, 15 through 17. John 1, 15 through 17. And we're going to read this morning. It's an awesome word. John testified about him and cried out, "This was he whom I said, he who comes after me has priority over me, for he is before me. He takes rank above me, for he existed before I did. He has advanced before me because he is my chief." Isn't that awesome? I love that. Amen. "For out of his fullness," wow, "abundance, we have all received, all had a share, and were all supplied with one grace after another, and spiritual blessings upon spiritual blessings, and even favor upon favor," praise God, "and gift," praise the Lord, amen, "heaped upon gift." I love that. Verse 17, "For while the law was given through Moses, grace, undeserved favor and spiritual blessings and truth came through" who? "Jesus Christ." Back up to verse 16 there a second. Hold up your Bible this morning. We love to make this confession. Come on, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Never the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Give somebody a high five and say, this is going to be an extraordinary year of God's favor showing up in your life. Woo! Y'all didn't get excited as I did. You're not, when somebody does you a favor, you don't have to sweat. You can be seated. You don't have to sweat. Hello. You don't have to work for it. It just, they just want to do it on your behalf. And God wants to show out this year just for you. On your behalf, it's going to be an extraordinary year of God's favor and blessing and goodness upon your life like you've never seen before. Hallelujah. It's going to be a year of his divine presence just showing up and taking care of things in your life without you sweating, without you having to work at it, without you having to worry about it, without you becoming frustrated trying to change it. God's going to show up on your behalf. Hallelujah. And not only show up, he's going to show off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So John bore witness of Jesus saying, "He who came after me existed before him. Out of Jesus, abundance of grace and truth, and have received grace upon grace and favor upon favor." Hallelujah. It was the person Jesus who God sent to show favor to us. We did not get what we deserved. Amen. He showed up and favor came with him. Amen. All of us deserve to go to hell, but he showed up and said, "No, now I made you the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ." Amen. "Now I have set you on high. Now you didn't have a name, but now I've given you a name." Amen. "Now you didn't have hope, but now you have all hope." Amen. "Now you didn't have wisdom, but I've given you my mind and you have the wisdom of Christ. I've come to pronounce favor upon your life." Whoa, praise God. Man, I love when somebody does me a favor. Any of y'all want to do me a favor today? You're welcome to. Amen. I love that. Amen. You know, when I was working on my plane, I had a guy show up. I didn't know how to put this thing back together. It was all apart, all in pieces. I mean, just everywhere. But a guy showed up and said, "Hey, I want to help you put this back together." And you know what I said? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. For sending people. God's going to send people in your life. Listen to me. God's going to send people in your life that's going to impact your life and make a difference. I've already had that starting happening in my life. I've had people show up that I didn't know, didn't have a clue, didn't know what was going on about them or with them, showing up in my life wanting to do me a favor. And I said, "Thank you, Lord, I received that favor." You've got to receive it. First, you've got to believe it. You've got to believe it, and then you've got to receive it. Amen. If you believe it, you can receive it. If you don't believe it, you're not going to be able to receive it. So I'm just commending to you, get all doubt out and say, "Man, I know." Here's the thing, church. Here's the thing. Most of us grew up with this concept of God being stingy, angry, mad, upset, judging, all the wrong characteristics of the Father. And so we grew up with that and that understanding of how God is mad at us. And if I get out of line, if I mess up, if I make a mistake, if I sin, oh my gosh, then I'm such in trouble, I'm out of favor with God. But I want to tell you, you're not out of favor with God, because Jesus took care of all sin, amen, and now you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. You're not out of favor. He showed up and did you a favor. But our concept in our mind many times thinks, "Well, you know, I'm God's mad at me or God's upset at me," because we've had the wrong understanding of the character of God. Let me tell you about God. He's a good, good Father. He's all good. In fact, over in James chapter 1, it says every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father. Hallelujah. That word cometh down is continually coming down. The Bible says he daily loads us with benefits, with blessing. Hallelujah. He is loading you with benefits and blessing today. He is preparing you for this year to have an extraordinary year of his goodness showing up, breaking loose in your life in all areas. Things that you've been wanting, things that you've been dreaming about, things that you've even put on the back burner. God says, "I'm going to show up and show off and show you a favor." Woo! Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. He has unconditional love. This is the nature of God. He has unconditional love for you. "Oh, but Pastor, you know, I had a horrible year in 16. I did some things. I blew up. I made a mess." You know, God is good in the mess. God doesn't mind the mess. He was born in a mess. The Son of God came in a mess. I'm going to tell you, the stable was not a pretty place. It was messy. You ever been in a stable? Anybody ever been in a stable? Come on, anybody ever, any farm boys around here? "Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much no country boy, he can't heck. Early to rise, early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Got me a fine wife, got me a fiddle. Sun comes up, got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Woo! Thank God I'm a country boy." Y'all need to learn that song, man. John Denver, first song he'd always open up with. So I was a big John Denver fan back in the day. Amen. But God is so good. His love is so good. It's unconditional in your life. Amen. You got to receive it. You got to understand it. You got to know it. You got to say, "God, I just receive all that good love you have for me today." Amen. You may have made a mess, but God's showing up in your mess. He's right there in the stink. Oh, come on, somebody. God was born in the stink to get you out of the stink. He was born in the manger in the most stinky place. There was no room for him at the Holiday Inn in Jerusalem. Amen. He was born there in the manger that you and I may come out of our mess in our lives. And when we make a mess, and you know what? Most of the time it's us making the mess. It certainly isn't God. God gets blamed for a lot of things that he never had anything to do with. We made a mess. And God says, "I want to show up in my love and change that mess into a bless." Wow. Man. Maybe you guys had a great year last year. You know, we had a great year in our family. It was great, man. Got my last kid out of the house. Thank you. Got a young man that loves her, going to take care of her. Woo! And she was expensive. She was. We're saving money right now, baby, you know? Well, we're still trying to save some money, right? Amen. Kay, I mean, she was great. She wasn't that expensive. You know, Elise, she liked finer things in life. You know, it just was her, you know. I got to get this done. I got to get that done. Dad, hey, Dad. Hey, Daddy. Thank you, Jesus. I've been delivered. Amen. And I love her with all my heart. Amen. And I love Philip and Andrew, too. Thank you, son. Hallelujah. Wow. Praise God, man. Some great things. You know, I've always dreamed of having my own plane. Favor showed up in my life, and I've got one. It's awesome. Praise God. It isn't a big plane. Didn't cost a lot of money, but it's a great little plane. And it goes, and it flies, and it takes me places, and it's awesome. Amen. Favor showing up in our life. God's transitioning me to be here more full time, to minister to you, to see this church grow. There are so many people out there that need Discovery Church and this message of grace and hope and God's unconditional love. It is. Amen. God wants to use you this year. You know, when people see favor start working on your life, they take notice. They say, wow, what's going on with you? How come you got that raise? How come you got that blessing? How come you're promoted? You don't even have an education for this job. You weren't even created for this thing. And you know what? I've studied and worked for years, but wow, all of a sudden you got promoted and I didn't. I'm telling you, that's favor. I've seen it work. It's working in my son-in-law. I've seen it working in his life and what God's doing in his life and doing in his career. And it's just extraordinary how God has just elevated him in this company. God is good and he's favor. You know, I saw favor on Madonna out there trying to, you know, sell them houses. And God's just showing it up, selling them for her. If you need a good realtor, go and see this girl right here. She'll hook you up. She'll fix you up. Favor's on her life. Amen. You know, I mean, what a blessing. I've seen favor on your guys' life growing and ministering at Caris, and many of you are there, and you're just, man, you're understanding how God, good God is. And you're getting that old junk out of your mind, and you're renewing your mind to the goodness of God and old legalistic crap. I'm sorry. I saw Faith post that the other day, and I laughed and laughed, Faith. I said, I love you. You're awesome. God is good. How many are ready for some favor? Wow. Wow. Look at Psalm 37. God has made our mountain to stand strong by his favor. Psalm 37. Let's put it up in the regular King James, I think, brother, or either one of those. Hallelujah. Psalm 37. Chapter 30, verse 7. I think that's it. See if that's it. Let's see. Hallelujah. Chapter 3. Lord, by what? Thy favor thou hast, what? Made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face that I was troubled. But by thy favor, God, when you've got favor and you're going through difficult times, I'm going to tell you, you're going to stand strong. A mountain, he was referring to something that's not going to be moved because I've got favor on my life. It's not what the economy is going to do this year. It's not even who's in the White House this year. It's not any of those things. It's God's favor on your life that's going to set you apart and make you strong. God's favor on your finances. How many wants some God's favor on their finances? God wants you to be debt-free and owe no man anything. Wow. How many of you would love to be debt-free and owe no man anything? You know what? I'm moving that way, and I'm believing God for that. Amen. I'm believing God for total debt freedom. No mortgage, no car payment, none of that. I'm believing that for you because I have a desire to bless people. Do you have a desire to bless people? I have a desire to bless people. Amen. And if you have a desire to bless people, you cannot help but have favor on your life towards finances. I want to show you a scripture. I love this scripture. Turn over, if you will, to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. How many want to believe this year for total debt liquidation? Whoa. Not being servant to the lender. Allowing the money you have work for you instead of you work for the money. I said allowing the money you have work for you instead of you working for the money. Look at this verse. This is such a great verse. And God is able to make some, to make a little bit. Grace and favor are synonymous. Where you have grace showing up in the Bible, you have favor. It's the same thing. God's unmerited, what? Favor. That's grace. God is going to have a year of extraordinary finances for you that believe. You that believe it and receive it, it's going to be an extraordinary year. You're going to go, whoa, God, you are so good. Why? Because his favor is upon you and in you. Amen. Grace abound towards you. Favor abounding towards you. Favor chasing after you. You're no longer going to have to chase after money. Money is going to start chasing you. Oh, you all hear what I'm saying? Some of you just, I am so serious, man. That's what God wants for you. Amen. You have millionaire status in you, whether you believe it or not. You do. Believe it. Receive it. Amen. All grace abound towards you, that you always, what is he talking about here? Always having what? All sufficiency in all things may abound in what? Not only is grace abounding towards you, favor towards finances abounding towards you, he says it's going to abound for every good work that you're able to give to good works, to ministry. Somebody come up and say, hey, pastor, we just want to buy you some land, buy you a building. In fact, we're just going to build a building for you. For you got ministry going on. Hallelujah. Awesome. I'll receive it. Praise God. We're going to allow you and have enough money to hire staff. Hallelujah. I receive it. Praise God. Amen. Favor. God's favor in your finances. Turn to somebody and say, I'm believing God's favor in my finances this year. Amen. When we're born again, we are established with a relationship with God. He is pleased with us. He is pleased with you today. Oh, but pastor, you don't know. No, no, you don't know. You don't understand the God I serve. He is pleased with you. Matthew 3:17. He wants to bring everyone into this relationship and understanding of his grace and unconditional love. Matthew 3, what did I say? 17. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is who? My beloved son, in whom I am what? I want you to turn to five people right now. Find five people and say, God is well pleased with you. Now turn to five more. Turn to five more. Tell them. Say, God's well pleased. God's well pleased. God is well pleased. Let me tell you something. Jesus hadn't done one effort. He hadn't put forth one healing. He didn't minister to anybody. This was at his baptism. And God said, you know what, son? I'm well pleased with you. Wow. We got to get out of this old legalistic mindset because it's hindering us from receiving all God has for us. Oh, my gosh. He loves you so much today. Man, he stretched out his arm. He's there. He's forgiven your sins. He's removing as far as the east is from the west. He's got nothing but good in store for you and your family. Hallelujah. Start seeing yourself as God sees you. Beloved and well-pleased. Oh, but that's so hard, Pastor. Yeah, because you're looking at yourself and you're not looking to him. Look unto Jesus, the Bible says in Hebrews, the author and the finisher, the author, the starter, the beginner. If he began it, he's able to finish it, folks. He's able to do it. Praise God. Extraordinary favor on your life. Wow. God was well pleased with Jesus. He's well pleased with you. Having this assurance increases our faith to receive his favor and goodness in our life and see the manifestation of it. Having, I will, baby. having the assurance, thanks for asking, having the assurance increases our faith to receive his favor. Married couples, you need to have fun this year. You need to take some time for each other. Are you hearing me? Some of you, you know, are working too hard, not playing enough. You need to enjoy each other this year. And, you know, it doesn't have to be an extraordinary trip somewhere. It can be, if that's what God lays on your heart to do. But you know what? You can get up every day and start enjoying each other. Just have fun. Just laugh. Do things for each other. Do favors. Do favors for each other. You know, my wife is so good about doing favors for me. I tell you, I'm not as good as she is. I want to be better this year, honey. She's so good. She's so good. I mean, you know, she fixed my coffee. She fixes my meals. I fix my coffee most of the time. But she'll fix it if she desires to. You know, she just takes care of the house. I mean, it's when you come to our house, it's always clean. It's always nice. You know, it's always awesome. Amen. I come home. She always got a smile. How are you doing? Babe, are you okay? Man, guys, just take time for each other. I encourage you. There's an attack upon marriages. There really is. Because you know what? When you are one, you are in agreement. That's the listen to me. That is the place of power. Agreement is the place of power. That's why, you know, the enemy fights churches so much, because he wants to get people out of agreement. Because when you're in agreement, it's a place of power. Amen? He said, if any two of you should agree with touching this thing, it shall what? Be done. So I want to encourage you, take time for each other this year. Let favors, start doing favors for your spouse. Do something unexpected that they weren't expecting. You know, don't be that old song, you know, you don't send me flowers. You don't sing me love songs. You holler, speak to me when you walk through the door. At the end of the day, I remember when you couldn't wait to hold me. How you hate to leave me. Gosh, you know, do favors. Don't let your marriage end up on the rocks. I'm doing all this Neil Diamond stuff. Neil Diamond and John Denver today. Love on the rocks. See, no surprise. Pour you a drink, and I'll tell you some lies. No, don't do that. Amen. Don't do that, man. Listen, but I will encourage you to do favors for each other this year. Love your spouse. It's a gift. You know what? Marriage is not perfect. It's kind of like the lady, I think it was D.L. Moody, came to her and said, Mr. Moody, I said, you know what? I've been looking for the perfect church, and I've been going all over and over, and I just can't find one. And you know, and he said, well, sister, don't worry, you won't. And said, when you join it, it won't be perfect. So, you know what? There's no perfect relationship. You know, Hollywood is a farce, and don't go by them for sure. But base it on the word and care for one another, love for one another, and do favors for one another. This is going to be an extraordinary year of favor on your children. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. Y'all got kids right here. Some of you got some kids that are, you know, you know, the kids, right? The kid. Some of your kids, oh my gosh, they're in a mess. But I'm declaring a year of favor on your children. Those of you that are believing for children, I'm declaring expectancy and blessing and multitude of kids. You want a multitude? Get you one. Amen. Look at Luke 2:52. Luke 2:52. And Jesus increased in what? What did Jesus increase in? Your kids do not have to act like a fool. I'm saying your kids do not have to act like a fool. Raise your children under God's grace and unconditional love. Don't raise them under the law. Raise them under grace and God's unconditional love. Let them know how much daddy and mommy first love them and how much God loves them so unconditionally. Amen? Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in what? Favor with who? God and man. This year, your children are going to see extraordinary favor in their life. Favor showing up on their behalf. Amen. You're going to be so blessed by what God's going to do through them. Amen. And if you have small children today, speak favor over them. Lay hands on them. Speak favor over them. say, this is a godly child, full of grace, full of favor. Amen. He is favored by you, Lord. He's favored by us, and he's favored by men. When Holly was expecting with the girls, I'd lay my hands on that belly, and I'd just speak favor over those girls, blessing over those girls, life over those girls. Do that for your children. Take some time for your children and teach them the principles of God's goodness. Y'all hear me? Trusting the word of God causes increase to happen in favor and understanding. Amen. Wow, I've got so much more. I'm about 35,000 and coming down this morning, but wow, hallelujah. God, you're good. Look at Psalm 512. Psalm 512. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with what? With what? Favor. Oh my gosh. And do what? And compass them like a what? Like a shield. God favors surrounding you wherever you go. Speak it out. Get it out of your mouth. You've got to confess it out of your mouth. You've got to say it. You got to say, God, favor showing up on me today. I get up today. Every day this year, get up in the morning and say, favor is coming my way today. God's goodness coming my way. Genesis 39:2. We're going to close with this. Genesis 39:2. And the Lord was what? And he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. He was a slave in the house of an Egyptian master, but God pronounced what over him? Favor and prosperity. And he was a slave, but God did not see him like that. Get a picture of who you are in Jesus and start seeing yourself as God sees you. Well able, strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Able to take that mountain, full of favor. Though he was in Potiphar's house, God's favor. In other words, it doesn't matter what your circumstance may be right now. When God's favor's on you, you're coming out. He went out of the pit. He went to Potiphar's house. Drop on down to verse 20 and through 23. Potiphar's wife said, hey, Joseph, baby. Hey, you looking so good today. You're so fine. Come and lay with me. Joseph said, I ain't going there. Joseph knew something about grace. He had to. Amen. Ran out of the house. You know the story. Left his coat of many colors. You know, she started crying to her husband. Lied on old Joseph. Man. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. But the Lord was what? And showed him mercy, hasid. The word hasid there, mercy is grace. Showed him hasid, the same thing that we have, and gave him what? In the sight of the keeper of the prison. Hallelujah. And the keeper of the prisoner committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. Even when you're in the prison, baby, you can have favor. God's with you. Hallelujah. That were in the prison, and whatsoever they did, there he was, the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it prosper, even in prison. Wow. And you guys know he went from the pit to the Potiphar to the prison to the palace. Second in all of Egypt. Rescued his family that deserted him. Don't desert your family even when they're stupid. I just want to give you a word, man. Even when they're stupid, because they are. I've got some, anybody else got some stupid family? Hope you're not watching over there by Periscope today. Amen. Some of them know they're stupid. They just make mistakes. They carry on. You know, it's just like, oh, my gosh. But don't desert them. Keep showing them hope. Keep showing them the love of God. Keep showing favor to them. Amen. Do favor for people this year. When you're up at Walmart and God speaks to your heart and you're in the place you can buy somebody's groceries, buy somebody's groceries. Bless them. Amen. Bless them. You know, don't get mad because somebody's about ready to pull in that first parking place there. Let them have it. God's got even a better place for you. You need the exercise. That's what God's saying. Amen. What I'm saying, man, just go out of your way this year. Because what happens when you do favors for others, favors come back to you. When you bless somebody else, it's going to come back to you. You know, and so many of you this past year really blessed this church. You know, you blessed it so we can be here, so we can do what we do. I mean, the cost is phenomenal. I mean, if people don't know how we do what we do, and I don't either, it's only by the grace of God and by you that God prompts your spirit and says, hey, give extra, give some more. And, you know, I'm looking to be full-time ministry and take a salary from this church. Or God just blessed me so much I won't have to take a salary. I'll receive that too. But my desire is to be here more so I can minister to you and I can minister and see these things growing. You know, we've got groups for the first time, and I want to encourage you, those that aren't a part of that groups, get a part of that. Guys, make it happen. Get a part of Liz's groups, ladies. Make it happen for her. Get a part of Robert's group and make it happen for him. Get a part of, even come out and support Trisha. I mean, be a part of that. And just, I want to encourage you guys, please do that. Because what happens when you show up, others show up. And you encourage one another, right? And you know what? For the first time, we have some solid leaders and some great groups going on. Some great groups. Amen? And you're just blessed, blessed, blessed today. Be a part of that. Let's look to this year with God's favor. Let's stand this morning. Amen. Praise God. Give God some praise today. Amen. If you receive it, amen, receive it today. Amen. Praise God. He is good. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads just a moment. I never want to leave without giving you an opportunity to know who Jesus is. And I want to tell you, he loves you today. Amen. Your life may have been in the pit. Your life may have been in the stable. It may be stinky. It may be all types of things. But I'm telling you, God's unconditional love reaches down to where you are today. And if you've never received him, or maybe you're here and you just like to say, you know what? I just want to rededicate my heart to him again. It doesn't mean you're backslidden. Doesn't mean any of that. You just say, you know what? I just desire change in my life this year. I want to see change taking place in my life. If you desire that, just raise your hand up this morning. You put it right back down. God bless you. 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 Hallelujah. God bless you guys. Pray this prayer with me today. Father, thank you for your love. I don't deserve it, but you gave it to me. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to receive all of it. Thank you for change taking place in my mind today. I'm renewing my mind to the goodness and favor of God in my life. I believe good is coming my way for my family, for my friends, for this church. We're believing God for great things, great favor, extraordinary favor. Thank you for your peace this morning. I receive it and all that you've done for me. Thank you that you died for all my sin and rose again on my behalf and sealed me, my spirit, with the Holy Spirit. I receive everything today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hug three people this morning. Say, you know what? You're full of favor this morning. Would you do that? Praise God.